We've actually got another player to come and chat with us today. We've got Ben Gehring, the centre-back. Ben,
hello.
Thanks very much for coming and have a chat with us today. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. I think there's a lot of positives to take out of that today. It's another point away from home. Not quite enough for the win. But I think the travelling fans will be pleased with what they saw today.
Absolutely. And just saying with Matt about the aims for the season, obviously being on -7 now we're on. What's your aims for the rest of the campaign? That needs playing.
We just got to keep going, keep digging in. You know, starting with any sort of minus is always, you're always going to be left behind. But I think we've got the players. You know, we're sharp. We're looking fit, and I think we've got, you know, the right mentality at the moment. All right, the games aren't pulling off. We're not getting the wins, but you know, we're slowly but surely getting there. I think we just got to stay positive, really, and you know, keep looking forward.
That's great. Well, it's good to see that you're looking forward positively. With the off the field goings on at the club, how aware are the players of that, and does it creep into your mindset at all?
No, not at all. Since I've come here, we've got a solid dressing room. It's one of the better dressing rooms I've seen. We're all stuck together, we're in every day. You know, we're ready to play football. Anything that's off the field is nothing to do with us, it's above our heads. You know, we know every day that we come in and we kick a ball about, and you know, that's our job. Anything, you know, financial is down to the board members, so that doesn't creep in at all. I think that stays out of the way. You know, and we just get down to what we're paid to do, and that's to play football.
Excellent. Well, something that stands out to me from what I've seen of the opening few games is the versatility in the squad. You've got a good cluster of players that are capable of playing different places, like yourself and Ed and Matt can play in defence. Andrew Burns playing right back in midfield. How much does it help you to have that versatility in the team?
Massive, especially with everything that's going on at the moment. You know, we haven't got the biggest of squads. You know, we do have just the bare 16, 17. You know, and it does help. You know, when we haven't got many players that can come on the bench. We've got young lads. You know, like Ed Palmer, he can play all along the back line. You know, and you've seen today he's centre mid. You know, and he does a professional job wherever he plays. You know, I think that's vital because you know, as the season goes on, you know, with injuries and stuff, you know, versatility is a very important part of our campaign. You know, so it's pleasing to have that in our squad.
That's great. And you've got Gele Pakomi and Danny Voigt are awaiting their international clearance. Would that be a big boost to you? Should they get that and be available for first team duties?
Definitely. I think they're big lads. They put themselves about. You know, they're in running every day. They're itching to get out there. You know, so other teams are going to have to be looking out for those two. Once we get those international clearance, they're going to be a big asset to us and a big threat in front of the goal. You know, as they've shown against Cookner, you know, two apiece. You know, they're lethal. You know, they're just raring to get on, and you know, I'll be excited to play alongside.
That's great. Well, some